You have any thoughts? Oregon are very concerned.
Yes, I know they are. And yes, I do have some thoughts on the subject, and I almost approach it with mixed emotions. Mixed in the sense that the followers of the Rajneesh are going into an area in which there is no community of interest at all. The lifestyles are totally and completely different. I think that's safe to say. The people, small in number, that have lived much of their lives and even their parents and grandparents into that area, find a totally diverse lifestyle. And it would seem to me that, I'm thinking now personally, you know, if I moved into a neighborhood and people didn't really like me, you know, the best thing to do is move out. But they persist there. Mixed emotions, I said. We live in a democracy. I suppose that's one of the penalties we pay for a democracy. How can we choose those that we are not going to allow to use the law, and or maybe use laws different on them than someone else? And yet I understand, and I incidentally feel the same emotions they do in regard to the community that's developing up there. That's my own personal reaction now. And yet, as a governor and one that's been asked to uphold the laws of our state and our Constitution, I don't know where you go. Someone said to me yesterday, please do something about it. And I said, what? Now, these, of course, this person from that area. And she didn't really have an answer. And I think that's what people are feeling. Do something, but we don't know what. And I really don't know what. I've kept constantly abreast with it. I've talked to our attorneys, my attorneys in my office. There's supposed to be a big gathering up there. We're aware of it. Already the Health Department, DEQ, State Police, and the Department of Transportation are beginning to look and see. I can say this to anyone, that everyone, and that would include the Rajneesh and include the citizens of Antelope and anywhere else in the state, as far as I'm concerned, we'll get no special treatment. Everyone is to be treated the same in the state of Oregon. Present Oregon citizens, as well as anyone coming into the state.
Would you like to not allow that festival they would like to hold up there?
I think it would be better if they didn't. However, again, we cannot capriciously or arbitrarily say, you can come, but you can't. And if they follow the regulations that are required, then they pretty much have to. I can recall a couple of years ago, there was a group wanting to camp or have a big doings in the Salem area, and there was a lot of concern by the people in the neighborhood. Incidentally, that group tried to get some special attention and privileges that no one else got, and we said, no, you're going to have to follow the rules of everyone else. Well, they found that too burdensome. In other words, if they couldn't get their way and get it easy, and so they didn't show up. But we didn't lay anything heavy on them, but just anybody else who wanted to do the same thing had to meet the same requirements. So my druthers here, we can't, unfortunately, in a democracy, can't go our druthers whenever we want to. But again, they're going to have to meet our requirements.
On a personal level, would Vic Attia, would he have rather have not seen the Rajneesh come to Oregon?
Sure. Sure. In the sense that it's created a tremendous amount of emotional trauma and deep concern by longtime Oregonians. And yeah, I'm born and raised in Oregon, and of course my loyalty is to Oregonians, and I'm provincial, I might as well admit it. I have great respect and regard for the Oregonians. And sure, I hate to see that happen to Oregon citizens. I guess that's why I'm kind of expressing myself in terms of mixed emotions. The law is the law. We do live in a democracy. It's not unlike, for example, and I've been aware and made statements in this regard, people are worried about all the massive people coming into Oregon. We recall Governor McCall said, visit and don't stay. Well, there's no way in our society we can prevent anybody from coming or going to any state. If somebody said to me, I cannot go to New York, I may go to New York even if I don't want to, but it's just because they said I can't. But the one thing we can do, and of course that relates to this Rajneesh as well, we can decide how we're going to grow, and that's where our laws, our environmental laws and our land use laws come to effect. So we are living in a democracy, and You asked me my druthers, yes, but still in all, I am constrained by our law and constitution.